Hello and welcome to the Business Today News podcast this Friday morning. Here are the top stories. Congratulating Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his re-election, the United States has said that the just concluded elections in India, the largest democratic exercise in human history, is an inspiration for people around the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday led his BJP to a supersized victory for a second term in office, winning an absolute majority and on course to touch the 300-seat mark in the 543-member Lok Sabha. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo too took to Twitter to congratulate the Prime Minister. India Inc. yesterday said BJP-led NDA's stupendous performance in Lok Sabha polls is an endorsement of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's decisive leadership, asserting that NDA 2.0 must unleash bold initiatives to transform the economy. Several corporate honchos, including Gautam Adani, Anand Mahindra, Adi Godrej, Anil Agarwal, Sunil Bharti Mittal and Sajjan Jindal, cheered as results and trends pointed towards the BJP and allies returning to power with a thumping majority, saying it was the time for deep reforms. The BJP's apparent landslide victory is likely to improve business sentiment and outlook for private investment, Fitch Ratings said yesterday. It said that from a credit rating perspective, Fitch would focus on the extent of the next government's efforts to improve India's weak fiscal finances. The global rating agency said it expects the government to remain reform-minded. PM Modi has removed the prefix Chowkidar from his Twitter handle soon after winning the Lok Sabha elections. For the uninitiated, Main Bhi Chowkidar was the BJP's peak election sloganeering. After they put the prefix, it started a trend on social media and all BJP followers put Chowkidar as a prefix. Facebook removed more than 3 billion fake accounts from October to March, twice as many as the previous 6 months, the company said. Nearly all of them were caught before they had a chance to become active users of the social network. Facebook said it saw a steep increase in the creation of abusive fake accounts. While most of these fake accounts were blocked within minutes of their creation, the use of computers to generate millions of accounts at a time meant not only that Facebook caught more of the fake accounts, but that more of them slipped through. There is a possibility of including Huawei in the ongoing trade deal with China, US President Donald Trump has said days after signing an executive order that effectively barred the Chinese telecom giant from the American market. Huawei, a rapidly expanding leader in 5G technology, buys about $67 billion worth of components each year, including about $11 billion from the US suppliers, according to estimates. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in on Monday for more business news. Bye for now.